Right, I'm delighted to say Richard Marshall joins me now ahead of the match on Saturday against Hull. Richard, how's this week gone? You know, defeat against St. Helens. Have you regrouped this week and worked on some of the things you need to do?
Yeah, we have. We obviously, there were some aspects within the game that we were quite pleased about, but we just didn't have enough of them moments within it. We've looked at our ball control, our discipline, and building more pressure. I think they're the three key areas that we want to focus on. So yeah, the boys have been pretty good this week. I don't think the team will be too dissimilar to the one that we played last week. At the same time, we've got a decent squad and we've got some players who are chomping at the bit to get in the 17.
Is Andy Akers ready this week? Because he missed last week, didn't he? He's back in the squad this week. So is he going to feature? Because he's a big plus for us.
Yeah, and Andy will be in the squad. He had to self-isolate last week. So, but he's fit and raring to go. Yeah, we probably missed a little bit of him. His tenaciousness around the play, the ball, the up speed and everything that he can offer. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
Despite the scoreline last week, 13-6, I think, with an hour gone, there must be a lot of positives you can take out of that game. I know a lot of the supporters, particularly on our podcast, we had a three-word man of the match and man of the match award on there, and everybody was going for Elijah Taylor, Danny Addy, so he must have made a big impression there, and those performances must have pleased you.
Yeah, you're right, and we were in the hunt, we're in the fight for large parts of the game. We just couldn't capitalise after our try in the second half, and you know, the game was in the balance at times, and then I just thought we probably threw it away a little bit at the end. I thought the scoreline flattered St. Helens, albeit they're the champions and a fantastic team. I thought we matched them in lots of areas, just didn't do it for long enough in the game. Yeah, I thought Dan Eddy was great for us, really good, and will be great going forward this year. And E.T. Elijah was tenacious in his defence. He was a handful for St. Helens all game, with and without the ball. And he's certainly a leader within our group. I think he's got the experience, and I think he'll be better. I think he'll get better each week. Obviously, he's got to come to terms with the Super League, and his family have just come over, and getting them settled in will be his priority. But then, obviously, his footy will kick on, I think.
The club's tongue-in-cheek announcement this morning of Elijah Taylor flying the plane to Perpignan for the Catalans game, I think captured everybody's imagination and caught us out with him being a qualified pilot. But I did realise after about half a minute it was April Fool's Day, but it made me chuckle that for a while. Just looking forward to this weekend, Richard. Easter weekend, normally get a derby game on Good Friday. There's no Good Friday game for us this time, it's Easter Saturday. You've got Hull, who looked quite impressive, didn't he, in the opening round against Huddersfield? Another big test.
Yeah, I think, aside from St. Helens, they probably looked the next best. I know Castleford did really well against Warrington, so you've probably got to throw them in there. But at the same time, I thought Hull did a really good job in that game, and obviously they've got aspirations to be at the top of the table this year. New coach, and they've got a few new players, and they're a big club, Hull, so, but we've got the same aspirations. You know, we want to go against these, you know, the teams like St. Helens and Hull every week and compete and contest everything for every inch, for every minute, of the game, and that's what we'll be looking to do this week. All eyes on Hull, really. I thought the halfbacks were really good for them, Snead and Reynolds, and everyone knows about Jake Connor and what he can do for them. So. They're the key threats for Hull.
Do you take the positives out of the Easter weekend with just the one game being there? Does it make it a bit easier for you as a coach? Because sometimes it can be difficult backing up Easter Monday and from Good Friday, can't you know, with the bodies being bruised. Do you think it's going to work out for you this time as a coach?
I think it's obviously this Easter period is just the congested period. However, we've got three of those Easter periods scattered throughout the season for one reason or another, so there's plenty of games and there's plenty of congested fixtures. I think most of them towards the back end when supporters can get back in, so this will just be like a normal Super League round, really. Obviously it's Mossimus all round as well, we must mention him, and all the good that we can do and the rugby league does to look after their own. It's fantastic, and I'm glad he's one round, and the focus will be on him and raising some money and awareness. certainly, for our Super League players.
Yeah, certainly, and the action gets underway Thursday night. Are you sort of a real sort of watcher of the other teams as well? I mean, I'm looking forward to getting home from work tonight and watching the two matches that are on Sky Sports. Will you be tuning in to them? Because it's a festival of rugby league at the moment. It's been great to get the Super League up and running and have all the matches on the television.
Yeah, I think you've got to strike while the iron and sort of get momentum. Obviously, you know, live sport has been on TV, albeit with no fans, but rugby league hasn't, so rugby union football and what have you has been on. But obviously it's the game that we all love. We all think it's the greatest game, and it certainly is. And yeah, I'll be watching the games. I've still got a little bit of work to do this week on Hull. We'll get that done and put the kids to bed, and then and then watch the Super League, which is brilliant. Yeah, obviously being involved in the game for a number of years as a player and a coach. Yeah, you know, I've got a rugby league wife and family all love the sport. You know, they were Warrington fans, then they were St. Helens fans, Halifax fans, and now they're Salford fans. So so it's all encompassing.
You're bringing them up in the world. That's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Just looking a bit further afield, just quickly, the Widnes in the Challenge Cup. I mean, you can't argue with a home tie, but a Championship side as well. No disrespect to Widnes, they're a decent side, but you must be pleased that we've got a home game.
Home games are brilliant, yeah. When you get drawn in the cup away against anybody, it's always a tough ask. And obviously, we've been drawn at home, which is brilliant. Widnes, I'm sure, have got aspirations to get back into the Super League at some point, and a cup run would do them the world of good. But we've just got to focus on us and Hull this week, and then we'll look to Widnes and. You know, we'll put a strong team out. We'll treat the cup with the respect it deserves. I know we were finalists, obviously, last year, and it'd be great to get back there again. But yeah, we've got to overcome, I reckon, a tenacious Championship team. And I've seen these the Championship teams raise the game over the years, and there's been a few upsets. Let's hope that we're on the end of one.
Yeah, some intriguing ties in the Challenge Cup. And just finally, will it be nice for you as well to get back to the AJ Bell Stadium? I bet it's strange playing games behind closed doors, isn't it, at different grounds? I mean, nice ground at Headingley and lovely ground at St. Helens, but you must be ready to play, you know, home and away games again.
Yeah, that'll be great. Well, obviously, we've got the cup game, and then we've got a test pilot event before crowds are allowed in. We'll get that done, and that'll be great with the training session. And then we're obviously as soon as we get our supporters back, I can't wait. It'd be brilliant to get that rapport and that connectivity with our supporters, our sponsors, our partners, everybody who is a lifeblood of our club. Meeting all the characters, I think it'd be great. I know a lot of Salford fans, and my father and mother were raised in Earlham and around there, so I know I've got a few relatives knocking about, and I'm sure they'll all be coming watching as soon as the turnstiles are open. Hopefully we can get a good crowd at the AJ Bell.
Brilliant, Richard. Well, thanks again for taking time out, for speaking to us on Devil in the Details, Salford Radio, and on behalf of Salford Supporters Trust. Great to speak to you. Best of luck this weekend against Hull, and hopefully you can get the 2 points.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Take care.